Father God, as we reflect on these readings over the next few minutes, we ask that you will bless each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Something of an understatement to say that that's a fairly daunting reading. One of a number of such readings or such statements made by Jesus, particularly towards the end of his earthly ministry. And sadly, we can, to an extent, relate to the experience of Jesus' contemporaries, as we too find ourselves bewildered and rather daunted as we're bombarded with dire warnings of military conflict, nuclear proliferation, possible threats from AI, the time bomb of climate change, and so much more that there is around which could and indeed sometimes does immerse us in gloom. But today I'd like to take these few minutes to say to you, as Jesus did to his contemporaries, these things are real threats, but hold on in there. Because among this catalogue of gloom, we see Jesus encouraging his followers to hold on to their faith, to hold on to their trust in God, to remain strong and faithful, even in their case when they faced persecution. And our gospel reading closed with those words, "By your endurance you will gain your souls. By your endurance you will gain your souls." And this brought back to me a verse given to me many years ago now when I was confirmed. It's from the book of Revelation, chapter 3. "Hold fast what you have, that no one may rob you of your crown." Strengthen your endurance. Hold fast to the faith that you have. Don't let anyone or anything rob you of it. So how do we build resilience in the face of everything that's going on around us? How do we hold fast to the faith that we have? In today's world situation, how do we prevent ourselves from succumbing to the negativity and depression which is all around us? Well, I'd like to just spend a few minutes leading to one suggestion on how we might like to do this issue, address this issue. Many of you will remember Terry Waite. He's well into his 80s now, and he was a very well-known public figure, particularly in the 1980s, when he was working for the then Archbishop of Canterbury as a special envoy. And some of you will remember that in 1987, he travelled to Beirut to negotiate for the release of people who'd been taken as hostages. And instead of securing their release, he was himself imprisoned. Imprisoned for nearly 5 years, for precisely, as he put it, 1,763 days and nights between 1987 and 1991. And for much of this time, Terry Waite was blindfolded and chained to a wall for more than 23 hours a day, and was allowed nothing to read and nothing to listen to. I find that quite unimaginable. And it was only towards the end of his time that his captors gave him a slightly more relaxed regime, but it was still pretty awful. And in some remarkable interviews which he gave on his release, and I was listening to a few of them on YouTube the other day, because he's given other interviews more recently when his updated autobiography has been released, he talked of how he coped. He talked of the importance of music in his survival, how he was able to recall passages of music and able to hum them to himself. And the other great way in which he held on to his sanity and his trust in God was from reciting psalms that he could remember singing, singing regularly in his church. As I mentioned earlier, if we go back to the 50s and the 60s and the decades before that, in most churches, psalm singing was part of the regular worship. And Terry would have been brought up in those years when the Book of Common Prayer worked through during the year many psalms, and these would be repeated year on year and would become familiar, certainly to him. So each Sunday he'd sing a couple of psalms, and if he went to evensong in the evening, he'd sing a couple more. And so that way he built up a memory bank of many psalms, which he said he was able to remember and repeat during his years of captivity. Terry Waite realised early in his period of captivity that if he allowed anger and bitterness at his situation to dominate his thinking, it would destroy him. So he worked hard to hold on to his internal peace. Music and passages from the Psalms played a crucial role in achieving this and maintaining his well-being and his equilibrium. And this experience of Terry Waite came to my mind a couple of weeks ago when I read an article written by the Bishop of Oxford about mental health and the Lord's Prayer. Some of you may have read it, but if you haven't, Jane has put it onto the church website, and I've also printed off a few copies which I've left on the information table over there, if any of you would like to take one of those home with you when you go. Sadly, many would say the Psalms have more or less disappeared from the pattern of worship in our churches, but I was pleased to be able to choose one this morning for Celia to read. But the Lord's Prayer has kept its place in all of the different services and remains familiar to all of us. Indeed, I have heard people say that the Lord's Prayer is so familiar that they don't really think about the words when they're saying them. But probably we should. Definitely we should. And in this article, Bishop Stephen advocates are saying the Lord's Prayer, not just every Sunday, but every day of our life. He begins his article with these words: "The nights have closed in. We're in the season of somber festivals, All Souls, All Saints, Remembrance. The news has been bleak for many weeks. Where do we turn for simple, practical help to cope with anxiety, bad days, and depression?" Bishop Stephen continues, "Mental illness is real and often requires medical intervention as well as love, support, and understanding. But for those of us who are simply trying to build resilience in the face of anxiety or fear, here is something that I think will help. Take some time to say the Lord's Prayer every single day. Say it thoughtfully, prayerfully, in fact." And the bishop goes on to look through these words which Jesus gave to his friends and followers as a model of how to pray. And Bishop Stephen identifies seven ways in which the Lord's Prayer can inspire us and give us strength in difficult times, saying that the Lord's Prayer keeps us grounded in our faith. Very briefly, and this is developed more fully in the article which you can read, but he reminds us that the Lord's Prayer helps us to remember who we are. God is our Father. We matter to him. And so do all the others who share this planet with us, who are our brothers and sisters. These people also call God Father, and therefore are our brothers and sisters. And then he said we move on in the Lord's Prayer as we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in saying this, we're identifying ourselves with working to share God's kingdom values and to find the courage to live well in an imperfect world. We're asking and find for strength to live in this Jesus way. And then we say, give us this day our daily bread. And we're reminded to be content with what we have, rather than jealously longing for more. And then he said the Lord's Prayer goes on to ask us to learn to live with our imperfections as we ask God to forgive us our trespasses, the things we get wrong, the things which can lead to us being racked with guilt. And then we ask for strength to live with and forgive the imperfections of others, the trespasses of others. We go on to pray for protection against the evil in the world, and we ask for resilience in our challenging situations. And finally, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, we're reminded that ultimately the kingdom, the power and the glory are God's. The story, our story, will end well. Something we shall celebrate next Sunday with the feast of Christ the King. Do take a few minutes to look at the full article either on the website or on a paper copy from the table over there. I know at least one member of our church who always prays the words of the Lord's Prayer every night and finds this really helpful. So I commend it to you. I guess that few of us have the amazing mental capacity of Terry Waite, but I'm sure that all of us would benefit from taking the time to learn a few verses from the Bible, maybe from the Psalms, maybe some words of Jesus. Words that we can repeat to ourselves thoughtfully, prayerfully, and regularly. And maybe we should consider following the advice of the Bishop of Oxford and learn to pray daily the Lord's Prayer. Confronted by the prospect of difficult times, Jesus said, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. And let me finish with the verse that I was given nearly 60 years ago at my confirmation. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may rob you of your crown.